Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
As New Yorkers salute healthcare professionals, concern about the virus is spreading.
Coronavirus spreading fast in Rockland County.
We need additional resources and attention from New York State.
I'm Sean Adams in Spring Valley.
Also on the Morning News Roundup.
Workers at Whole Foods plan to stage a nationwide sick out over lack of protections. I'm Marla Diamond in Chelsea.
I want to, if anything, tighten the screws on the price that those folks will pay.
Most recently, officials in New Jersey report breaking up a so-called corona party in Ewing and a bar mitzvah in Lakewood.
We'll hear the New Jersey story coming up and also on the WCBS Morning News Roundup.
Pete Alonso defends Noah Syndergaard's Tommy John surgery during the pandemic. This is Brad Heller.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
We begin with what's becoming a New York routine. This is last night's 7 p.m. cheer for healthcare workers. And all the flatten the curve heroes, as heard in Hell's Kitchen last night, the spontaneous appreciation is being heard all over the city. Now, they may not hear it inside the chaos of their increasingly swamped hospitals, but it's being shared a lot on social media for what that's worth. And three things about hospitals. First of all, former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, in recommendations mentioned last night by President Trump, said state officials have to stop low census hospitals from consuming supplies by doing elective medical care. Instead, he says they should redirect their resources to urban areas. Gottlieb warned that the state governments should expect urban centers to be engulfed by the pandemic. He implores urban medical centers to be prepared for all of that, but says it's not happening. Many still are not. The training facility at Billie Jean King Tennis Center in Queens will be turned into a hospital with hundreds of beds. Second thing, the Wall Street Journal says an email went out from NYU Langone Health telling ER doctors there to think more critically about which patients receive ventilators. Third, New Jersey's getting 300 ventilators from the national stockpile. The state health commissioner, Judith Persichelli, says she thinks we'll have enough ventilators, but she's concerned about the PPE and impact on the workforce. This week, a FEMA medical team will be out there training New Jersey medical staff on how to implement co-venting, where two patients share one ventilator, but she says if more social distancing is practiced, co-venting may not be needed. But that's really becoming a problem, as we'll hear in a minute. A surge in Rockland means more beds will be critical very soon. Sean Adams is live right now in Rockland County. Sean, what are you hearing?
Well, what we're hearing is straight from the White House. The White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, on some of the communities with the fastest growing rates of infection.
It's Rockland. It's Bergen. So, I mean, these are all of these places are people that have transited through cities.
In other words, commuters apparently brought coronavirus back home with them. Rockland County Executive Ed Day is now pleading with Governor Cuomo for more help.
We need additional resources and attention from New York State.
He wants a temporary hospital. The field house at Rockland Community College is an option. Meanwhile, Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Rupert has a warning for everyone.
Unless you have been classified as an essential worker or a health care worker, you must stay at home.
So there you go, Rockland County. Stay home. Wayne?
hearing about the worst hit areas in Rockland.
Coronavirus is taking off in the densely populated town of Ramapo, especially in the sections of the town that we've heard a lot about recently, Muncie and Spring Valley. Those communities, within the past year, if you remember, they had to deal with an outbreak of measles. So now they're moving on to coronavirus, a lot of people living close together. And the county executive is really worried this is going to take off because we're approaching Easter and Passover, and he knows people are going to want to gather and be together for these holy times. But right now, that could really spread the virus, and they're telling people to stay home.
Right. And Sean, you mentioned the word coming out of Washington. We did hear from President Trump last night saying that the health care crisis, saving lives, is number one. The economy is number two. Let's hear about the economy right now and the big money story this morning. As we head over to Joe Connolly. Joe?
Hey, Wayne. Dow futures are up 100 points after the Dow rose again by 700 points. The S&P is still more than 20% below record highs, but has risen more than 15% from recent lows. Now, Wall Street experts had said the markets wouldn't rise till cases started declining. They're not declining yet. But now they say markets are rising because more is being done and President Trump is listening to medical experts. The Times says he was shown polling over the weekend that showed that voters overwhelmingly prefer to keep the containment measures in place over sending people back to work prematurely, and gasoline sales around the city are down 70% from normal, Wayne.
Thank you, Joe. And it's for people who already are at work, the essential workers who are going in every day, some are now saying, forget it, this workplace is not safe. We saw that yesterday at Amazon on Staten Island, and now we're hearing about it at a worker protest planned for Whole Foods today. Marla Diamond is live this morning. Marla, what's the issue at Whole Foods?
Well, the cashiers at Whole Foods are saying they are not getting the proper personal protection, and they are not getting protections if they decide to quarantine at home. And so you may notice fewer cashiers at Whole Foods checkouts. A group calling themselves the Whole Workers National Organizing Committee is urging workers today to send a message to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos that they want hazard pay of double their currently hourly wages. At a time when everyone is staying at home, food delivery apps have become extremely popular, and the people who pick, package, and deliver the food have more leverage than ever to demand better pay and working conditions.
What happened at that Amazon protest on Staten Island?
Yeah, that was at an Amazon fulfillment center, a warehouse. A worker, a process assistant there, his name is Chris Smalls, was fired yesterday after leading a walkout. A manager at the warehouse told him he'd been let go for violating a quarantine since he'd been in contact with a coworker who tested positive for the virus. Late last night, Attorney General Letitia James called the firing disgraceful, and she's asked the National Labor Relations Board to investigate.
Thank you, Marla Diamond. So what do you think when you see people or images of people who are just hoarded way too close together?
Knuckleheads is the word Governor Phil Murphy is using to describe those who are still hosting large gatherings in New Jersey.
I want to, if anything, tighten the screws on the price of
the
those folks.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now in the morning news roundup, the WCBS Weather Center forecast, and here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We start the morning with some damp weather again. Not a lot of rain around, but just some mist, drizzle out there, fog too, showing a lot of it over central and southern sections of New Jersey. There's a shower that's just off the south shore of the island. So that's the way the morning starts again, and into the afternoon hours, hoping for some brightening in spots and highs just 45 to 50. That is about 5 to almost 10 degrees below average. Mostly cloudy. It's a chilly 35 to 44 tonight. Wednesday becoming partly sunny. Definitely looks brighter by tomorrow afternoon. Highs near or a little over 50. And we will start with that sunshine on Thursday, giving way to clouds 50 to 55. Now, later Thursday and Thursday night, clouds and maybe even a touch of rain could back in from off the ocean for a little while. We'll keep an eye on that for you. In the meantime, it's cloudy, it's a chilly 42, humidity 79%, and a northeast wind up to 17 miles per hour.
And it's the last day of March.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Kind of hard to believe people are still ignoring the 6-foot rule crowding into small places in defiance, and Governor Murphy has had it.
I want to, if anything, tighten the screws on the price that those folks will pay.
Most recently, officials in New Jersey report breaking up a so-called Corona party in Ewing and a bar mitzvah in Lakewood. Those involved face charges for not following an emergency order. On Saturday, the CDC released an advisory to the tri-state telling non-essential workers to avoid non-essential travel.
We're already living what the CDC is calling for, and their advisory does not impact what we already have put in place to protect our state and our residents.
Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
And in Connecticut, this update from Governor Lamont.
By and large, we've been pretty impressed with the fact. We've had to go to a couple of barbershops maybe and remind them that they are not on the essential list. We do have to go to some of the basketball courts on a warm day and remind folks that this is unsafe behavior for you and your friends and your family. You've got to stop.
A Brooklyn man's been arrested for hoarding masks and then coughing on FBI agents who came to tell him to stop. He claimed that he was infected with the coronavirus and then coughed on agents who were investigating him for hoarding those supplies. And on Long Island, Sophia Hall hears from the county executive Laura Curran.
We do have some bad actors out there who are looking to capitalize on this and take advantage of the fear and anxiety.
71 violations have been issued against business owners for price gouging and deceptive practices.
I think the most egregious we've come across, at least one of the most egregious, is a Plainview warehouse that was selling N95 masks at an inflated price, right? So that's bad enough. That's just already a violation. However, the masks were not N95 certified. And in fact, this particular mask wasn't supposed to be sold.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
It's the morning news roundup, and let's hear what's going on in sports. Everybody's pitching in. More things are shutting down. Good morning, Brad Heller.
Good morning, Wayne. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso has been very active on social media while social distancing. Yesterday, he responded to a Sports Illustrated story that questions the ethics of pitchers having Tommy John surgery during this pandemic. One of them being teammate Noah Syndergaard. That was last week in Florida. Alonso fired off a series of tweets. Quote, who is to judge someone's medical needs in order to perform their job? Noah's surgery or any other athlete's surgery during this time shouldn't be scrutinized, considering it is done by orthopedic surgeons, not those on front lines battling this pandemic, close quote. Alonso said his issue is with the tone of the story, suggesting that Syndergaard was the one making the call on the surgery, while the Hospital for Special Surgery, where he had it done, a spokeswoman there called the procedure essential. Now, after the story was released, the Red Sox announced that Chris Sale had Tommy John surgery. It took almost 2 weeks to schedule that. Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom said the team worked with doctors to make sure the procedure wasn't going to be an extra burden on the healthcare system. Both Syndergaard and Sale will miss all of 2020 and the first part of the 2021 season. If you're looking for some baseball to watch today, Johan Santana's no-hitter will be streamed at 1 o'clock today across all of MLB's platforms. That is still the only no-hitter in Mets franchise history. And speaking of sports to watch, the Post says that ABC's 10-part Michael Jordan documentary that was originally scheduled to air in June will now be moved up to April 19th. That's when it will start airing. It is called The Last Dance, detailing Jordan's final season with the Bulls in 1997 and 98. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
A lot of looking back in sports. Thank you, Brad. We're sponsored by Mount Sinai Health System. And we're also sponsored here on WCBS by Dell Small Business. Dell Small Business Technology offers advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. The good stuff. Call an advisor. 877-BUY-DELL. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup for a Tuesday. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Three things to know right now. The FDA has approved a new 5-minute coronavirus test made by Abbott Labs. President Trump says more than 1 million Americans have been tested so far and 163,000 have tested positive. A second thing, the NYPD says 2 more members of its ranks have died as the numbers of officers calling out sick are still rising. Now 13% of the entire force is on sick leave. 7 transit workers are dead since Thursday, 6 from COVID-19 alone. A New Jersey National Guard captain has died of COVID-19. Douglas Lynn Hickok, originally from Jackson, 57 years old. Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez has taken to her Twitter account to say she, too, has presumed coronavirus.
Third thing, Arizona has not rolled out any statewide coronavirus lockdown measures, and what some panicked people there are slamming as a huge sick experiment. It's one of 10 states that have no shelter-in-place measures at all. A Bronx state senator concerned that not all communities are serious about social distancing. Bronx, New York State Senator Gustavo Rivera told Orlando Lopez that he really is worried for his constituents.
I'm afraid that some of my neighbors are not observing social distancing rules as much as I'd like. I've had a few conversations with folks. Most of them have been friendly. But it seems that there's a lot of folks in our city who still do not understand the seriousness of this. You know, I try to communicate to them again in the best way that I can. I take off my mask so they could see it's me. And then I remind them that they should remain at home unless they absolutely have to. I mean, I'm very concerned about what's going to happen in communities like the ones that I represent in the next coming weeks, to be completely honest.
What more help do you think is needed here for your community?
Keep at home unless you absolutely, positively need to go to the hospital. Except for that, stay at home. Number two, make sure that we get protective equipment for our medical professionals. Number three, make sure that we pressure the federal government to provide us the resources that we need to be able to deal with this crisis ably.
Governor Cuomo wants all the state's hospitals, public and private, to work now as a health care family to share resources and staff. Do you think that's a workable solution, especially where we are in the crisis?
Now, we're still behind the eight ball here, and it still looks like that apex, which will be reaching probably in the next 14 to 20 days, will test the capacity of the healthcare system. But one way to try to deal with it is by making sure that different hospitals communicate with each other. If there's overcapacity, if they're overcapacity in one place and undercapacity in another, then transferring patients to another place would be the way to go.
Bronx, New York State Senator Gustavo Rivera with Linda Lopez here on WCBS. One of the Long Island hotspots has been Huntington Station. For one reason, a lot more people live in that area compared to the eastern part of Long Island, and more people are being tested. And from what our Sophia Hall heard from Dr. William Spencer, Huntington has a diverse population, a large Hispanic population. There are cultural differences. The social distancing messages for lack of communication with regards to language is harder to get that message out. He said the St. Patrick's Day parade there in Huntington on March 8th may have caused some problems as well. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.